I'm Frederick Reamer, host of This I Believe Rhode Island. One of the joys of living in Rhode Island and New England is that we get to experience the poignant changes in the seasons. The shift from summer's sweetness to the bucolic fall, from winter's chill to spring's bountiful beauty. Of course, seasonal changes aren't always so pleasant or welcome. As Henri Flickier notes in this encore essay, shifting seasons in New England and in our own lives are filled with complexity and challenge.
I do not like September and the abrupt end of summer. As I lament the shorter days and colder nights, the garden and the Red Sox wilt away. September, time to put the kayak and the beach umbrella away. Time for school to start with multiple trips to Staples, overscheduled extracurricular activities, meetings, and commitments. At home, arguments over homework, bedtime, and a messy bathroom resume. By September's end, the fatigue of early seasonal affective disorder engulfs me. Just when I feel it may last until the first crocuses, something magical happens to rescue me. The arrival of the first macaron apples. Macaron can be pronounced macaron, but I prefer the French-sounding macaron. Every year during the last week of September, I take my first bite of this crisp, aromatic, juicy, tart, yet sweet apple. I am mindful of its snow-white flesh and its vermilion skin as each bite brings a new taste sensation, such as a hint of berry. A macaron is not God's creation, but it was developed in Geneva, New York, by a Canadian grower named W.T. Macaron in 1923. Nevertheless, my first bite of this succulent creation is a near-spiritual experience. It is wonderful all by itself, but divine with cheese, sourdough bread, and red wine. A macaron is the extraordinary result of combining two good but not exceptional apples, the Macintosh and the Jersey Black, like perfect babies of flawed average and aging parents. 1 plus 1 is better than 2. And then it's October. Fall is not so bad after all. The sky is a brilliant blue during the day and full of stars at night. New England foliage is one of the world's true wonders, and sometimes the Sox even win the World Series. The macaron season is short, and in a few weeks, this once remarkable fruit loses its crispness and its sweetness. Year after year, I go through the same internal process. The arrival of the macaron apple reminds me that there's good even in what I perceive as negative, and that one has to find and hold on to the good, even in bad times. This I believe. In my work as a psychotherapist, I try to do that with clients I may find challenging or unmotivated. If I can find the good and hold on, it will work out. I believe that the purpose of the macaron is to remind me of the miracle of the seasons and to be grateful for it. Like in the biblical text dating back to King Solomon, to everything there's a season and a time to every purpose under heaven. I will bite a macaron to that.
Henri Flickier is a clinical social worker in Providence. He grew up in Paris, France, and moved to New York City as a teenager. Flickier resides with his family in East Bay. To offer your own essay or to listen to previous segments, we invite you to visit the This I Believe Rhode Island page of our website, ripr.org. For Rhode Island Public Radio, I'm Frederick Reamer.